What do you teach in the classroom?
We talk to them about respect. We talk to them how they're supposed to behave. We praise them for learning their teachers, things they learned. We talk to them, we sing to them, and I let them do a little bit of epic dance. If they're kindergarten or Head Start, we let them do number songs in epic dance. And we tell them stories from books in their rooms that they want to know. They always bring us to tell them a story, that one. So we do that. And they listen. They listen good. And I could question them after I tell that short story.
So some communities don't have any elder mentors. Some have one, some two. Tuluksak has several. How has Tuluksak been so successful at recruiting and maintaining elders?
Because they care for kids to learn, especially our way of life. Because we're in rural village and they'll be there for many years too. So the most important thing you gotta learn is respect their parents and elders, their appa and grandmas, and people. And we teach them about love, gunga, love. We nobody ever teach a hate. Every elder can talk so kids can behave and have a respect.
Have you seen a difference in the students since the elders have been working with them?
Yes. This year seem like there's hardly any things that used to happen before. Tantrums and hollering, crying, and the misbehaving in classroom or fighting and end up in hallways. I don't see that this year because an elder is there in their classroom. They respect them.